Blog Talk Radio.
Aren't you something to admire? 'Cause you're shining something like a mirror, and I can't help but notice you reflect in this heart of mine. If you ever feel alone and regret might be hard to find, just know that I'm always there and left on the other side. 'Cause with your hand in my head and a pocket full of smoke, I can tell you there's no place we couldn't go. Just put your hand on the path.
I see truth somewhere in your eyes. Ooh, I can't ever change without you. You reflect me, I love that about you. And if I could, I would look at us all the time. With your hand in my hand and a pocket full of soap, I can tell you there's no place we couldn't go.
Much
as you blame yourself, you can't be blamed for the way that you feel. Had no example of a love that was even remotely real. How can you understand something that you never had? Oh, baby, if you let me, I can help you out with all of that. Girl, let me love you.
That drop right through Collins. And when I'm stressed with them problems, I'm blowing stacks up in Onyx. I'm talking, sipping, serving, double cup. We was down, now we up. When you down, I pick you up. Marcy, Lago, Lambo, truck. Highs with the lows, getting high in the rows. On them couches, spilling rows. Let me love you, fuck them hoes, huh? Got it on here, don't cheat yourself. You don't owe me, man, you owe yourself. Put your guards down, I love to help. But you can't love me till you love yourself, huh? She feisty with it. Try to keep me in check like Nike.
Hello, guys. I hope that everybody's enjoying their weekend. This is the Gail Show. We are now live on the Walk Talk Radio. You're listening to Ciara, the host. And my co-host tonight will be Janella, one of my lovely friends.
Hi.
Oh, we're on, girl. All right, so, you know, we really should start off, you know, thanking God for, you know, waking us up this morning to be in the play, you know. I mean, we made it to 2015, so happy New Year to everybody out there, because if you really made it to 2015, it's the reason why. That's what I always believe in. Like, God has you here to serve the purpose. He is not through with you yet. You know, so how was your New Year's, girl?
My New Year's was fine. Me and a couple of my cousins went to two clubs. We stopped at a lounge. Yeah, it was pretty good.
That's
good. I didn't get home until like 6 o'clock in the morning, so yeah.
It was fine. It was simple. You know, I spent it with my family, eat, you know, talk, relax. You know, it was simple. It was simple. Stayed home. Yeah, usually every year we go to church. So my mom usually go, but you know, I stayed home this year. You know, I was so a little down, you know, because me and my mom talked about it before. We lost a lot of family members last year, so you know, we just got to be really thankful for what God has done so far. You know.
And I know how it feels, because a couple of days before Christmas, me and my family found out that a cousin of mine, he shot and killed himself.
Oh,
goodness. So, yeah, like, unfortunately, Christmas didn't go the way it was supposed to.
Yeah.
You know, things happen, you know?
Yeah,
you know,
that's what they
say. Like, all you have to do is just thank God and praise Him every day, you know?
You're right. We have to keep the faith. So. You know, it gets hard sometimes, guys. And, you know, I really feel like all these holidays went fast. I don't know about you, girl. Like, after Halloween, it's like Halloween and, you know, Thanksgiving and, you know, Christmas and New Year's. It's like, wow, bam, 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 every month. So it's quick.
And we're already in the New Year.
Yeah, and it's already January 15th. Well,
and Black History Month is coming up.
You know,
that's another thing. I feel like I'm sorry to say, but to be honest, it's a lot of Oreos out there, you know. It's a lot of Oreos, you know. And Black History Month, I feel as though a lot of people need to just love themselves, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Unfortunately, it shouldn't be a whole month dedicated to Black people because we are one of a kind, you know? There is no other race on this planet that has the hair texture of any Black person.
You understand?
Our hair is so versatile. We are a race, we come in many complexions.
We do.
Many complexions. And to only have 1 month is not enough to express the versatility.
Even Latinos, though, they get 1 month, too. When you think about it. I mean, I feel bad because I feel like we're still going through times of racism, but, you know, we just have to really hope that it's not one of our friends or family members out there that, you know, get caught up in those situations with the Eric Garner and the Mike Brown. You know, all those types of cases. That's serious right there.
Yes.
That's real serious. You guys have to always be aware of your surroundings, you know. When you go out with your friends, you know, it's nothing wrong to be saying a little prayer, say, you know, please watch over me, God, you know, with me and my friends, make this destination safe, make it back home safe. You know, you just never know. You just never know when it's your last moment on this earth. We're here today, and you could be gone tomorrow. That's how scary it is. Like, there's a lot of people that graduated with us in high school that passed away too over the years. And
it
ended up in horrible situations too. So I tell you, God is really good.
I mean, it may not be what you have, but you have to thank God for what you got, because there's always somebody on this planet that has a worse off than you. They have people that kill themselves less than what they should even be, you know?
Right.
It's a doggy dog world, and only the strong survive, right?
Yeah, that's why you hear a lot, and I feel like we're all for ourselves, you know. Everybody's surviving on their own, you know. That's how I feel, Mella. I'm like, dang.
It's just
going
to
be
so hard. Like, what can you do about it?
Oh, wow. Girl, we just got to really. I know. Another thing, we have to really surround yourself with people that are really going to uplift you. You know, positive crew, you know, because when you're around people that's always down and miserable and depressed and always want to, you know, hate against another people.
I'm sorry, but I'm going to stick by that saying.
Yeah, you're right.
Those brothers flock together. You know, my mom used to always tell me, show me your friends and I'll tell you who you are. Because to a certain extent, your friends is a depiction of how you really are as a person. You know, we wouldn't be friends if me and you didn't have nothing in common. Why would I be sitting here now?
That's true. Like God always say that certain people's in your life for a season, you know? So that's what I believe.
You know, you just gotta thank, you know, the people that's closest to you for being real and genuine, you know? And to the haters, keep on hating, because that's really what should motivate anybody to do better, so you can give them more stuff to talk about. Talk about how I'm making money. Talk about how I got my own cars. Talk about how I have the perfect husband, gentleman, you know? Talk about how you would never have a life like this, we're talking the stuff you talk, you know? Honestly.
I tell you, it's a lot going on in this world that keeps reoccurring, and I say America needs God. I have put up that post before, it's the truth. America needs God. Seriously.
I want to talk about this Illuminati this, Illuminati that. How about posting about God? How about talking about God? Honestly.
Yeah, you're right.
But like, I know that I'm aware of it now, and I'm glad to know that there's a lot of people that's in it, and that's all I need to know. I don't need to hear about it for a second.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, I just need to know that it's there, and I have to be aware of it. And now that I know that, I know how to handle myself in life situations and experiences.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
And if
you're
it's
right,
something that I'm going to be talking about on a constant basis, if it has to do with anything of that sort, it needs to be about Jesus, God.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we have to stick to, is having faith and believing in God, girl.
Mm-hmm.
None of that nonsense that be going on. Mm-mm.
I mean, I would like to be warm right now
because,
boy, it's cold, but I
don't want
to be in hell.
Nah, me either, girl. Me either. That's what I be thinking, too. You right.
And it's cold? Honestly, it really is.
It is.
Yeah, I be waking up looking outside like, do I have to go out? Like, do I want to be at work right now?
Yeah, yeah. It's hot. You know, we can talk about that too. You know, God, you know, women that got to take the bus, the taxi. I'm telling you, I've been there.
Mm-hmm.
I've been there.
Still there.
I've been there, and I know how it is. And it was cold days, very cold days, and cold nights.
Yeah.
When it was time to bring that bus up by myself. And, you know, you just feel a little nervous. You're like, oh my God. Anybody going to come, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I be thinking sometimes, because you just never know what can happen to you. So you always have to be, like I said, aware of your surroundings at all times. You know, a scary situation of you getting caught up in a situation where a guy try to attack you, rape you, anything. That's scary.
You know what?
There's so many females, unfortunately, that I know that's been through stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I have a friend, you know, and I'm pretty sure she's okay with me talking this now, because she talks about it like openly, because she wants to know that she doesn't want anyone to pity her. But she had loaned a friend money and went to go pick it up, traveled all the way from Long Island to Brooklyn to go pick up this money that this male friend owed her. And when she got there, not only did he have the money, but when she was trying to leave because she was upset about it, her, by herself, tried to fight off three guys.
Mm-mm.
They held her down, and all three of them had sexual intercourse with her.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and one of them while two of them held her down while the other one had sexual intercourse with her, the third one actually took a lighter and burned her to her flesh. And she still had that scar there.
I don't know. I think that's horrible when you have to go through situations like that, being abused and mistreated. No woman deserves that. No woman.
Actually, nobody.
Even no man either.
Nobody,
you know,
deserves that at all. You know, like, unfortunately, I've seen, you know, my sister.
Yeah.
And her boyfriend, her ex-boyfriend now, actually fight.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. She was only like one time he choked her. You know, like, and stuff like that, it doesn't just hurt the victim. It hurts.
Yeah, affects the family and the friends.
The family. Yeah. I am so afraid of, you know, letting a man in, you know, because I'm afraid of getting hurt.
Yeah.
You
know,
whether it's mentally, physically, emotionally, sexually, physically, afraid, you know, like my guard is always up, you know.
Yeah.
And like, honestly, it's to a point where I feel as though almost anything a man says to me is a lie.
Yeah.
Like, why should
it's
I
hard for you to trust
him? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's definitely hard. And, you know, even with my own father, you know, I've seen him talk to my mother a certain type of way that I wouldn't want to see, not even my worst enemy,
mm-hmm.
talk to
mm-hmm.
that from a man.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and to be in that situation, no one knows unless you're actually there or unless you actually see it.
Yeah, or experience it for
or
yourself.
Experience
yeah.
It.
Yeah, I hate to be like, oh, that was me.
Yeah.
I was
and then,
da, da, da.
And then, like I hate when I hear men talk about, oh, these women are bitter, these women are bitter. Like, you don't know what a woman actually goes through unless you've been in her shoes. You know, a lot of these guys, they like to refer to a lot of girls as fat. Some of them, they really don't need to be that way.
Yeah.
It could be the fact that they trust these men, you know, that lie to them continuously. Every man they meet lies to them
promises them the world, and then what do they do? They let them down.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
They
some women, you know, are trusting men too freely, you know, just giving it to them,
mm-hmm.
you know, without even really knowing anything about them. You know, I don't.
And then why we fall for it all over again, girls in general, is because we feel as though that's what we deserve. If that's the only thing we attracted, that's the only thing that we deserve. Honestly.
Yeah, that's why I feel so.
You know, when you feel a certain way, you're going to accept just about anything. Once you reach a certain low, you'll accept just about anything.
Yeah. You have to have standards, though. You have to.
Yeah, you have to.
Well, we have certain habits that just, like, continue on dealing with the same guy over and over again, knowing that just mistreating us and using us and, you know, not even caring about how we feel and what we want for the future.
You have to be very careful who you trust, a man or a woman.
Yeah.
You know, like, look at my, like, I know I watch so many shows, like, on the Oprah show where, you know, husbands are on the down low and they have sex with other men. Come back and give their wife sex to you.
Exactly. That's the situation.
That's
what I'm nervous too about getting, you know, now you work at a
I'm like,
when we get really married, because you don't want that. Mm-hmm. I've seen that too in the Oklahoma, how they had men living in the line.
You're
like, wow, I put my hand and he loved me, and he's out here with another man or another woman. You know, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. I mean, if any women, I mean, I can't have anything to tell them about, or any type of discussion to them, the hair, the coffee. Tell me how you feel. You're with it, right?
Yep. You know, when you're
talking. I mean, I just don't believe that you put it over here.
Yeah, I really do. You know, an older friend of mine, which is a man, he's in his 40s. You know, he's a very good friend of mine because he's very honest, you know. His process of thinking is the reason why I'm his friend, you know. I just don't want to be your friend because you got to know the house, Gucci sneakers. I want to be your friend because you're already hanging out with this person, that person. You know, that's high school, that's childish. You think we can't
Hello?
I want friends that are going to help me succeed in life, who's going to push me and motivate me to get to the top, just like I want to push them and motivate them to the top.
That's true. You're right.
You know, like I'm tired of seeing everybody on Facebook, Instagram, oh, turning up, we doing this with bud, smoking bud, we know.
Drinking
every weekend. Some type of college education, you know. Post yourself actually doing something successful, you know. Like, honestly, half of my attention is at me on my lunch break at what? Work.
At work,
yeah, so not some $100 I done got from my baby daddy that I'm using that I was supposed to use on the kids that I'm going to go party now.
What
did they do that at? About their baby mother. First of all, you decided to go all up in that wrong.
Yeah, that's true.
Just because you got pregnant and now you didn't feel anything
about
it, you said, go ahead, go ahead. Stop on me. I said, okay, nobody wants to know your business. Okay, that's between you and your baby mother. Sorry, keep that personal.
Yeah.
And just because you got pregnant, whether she a thought or not,
Exactly.
Thank you, sweetie.
Come on, the baby. It's out. Yeah, they do be trying to expose women when they're mad at them.
Oh, she won't let me see my child. Well, it must be a certain reason why. It must be a certain reason why if she don't want you to see the child, you know.
Because,
you know, I talked about that on my show before. Like, certain mothers do that on purpose, though, to, you know, be shady towards the baby, you know, the child's father. Like, oh, since you don't want to be with me, I'm not going to see your child. Like, don't be petty like that, you know. Don't mess up the relationship between a father and a child, because that's important, too. Because the child will wind up, when they're older, they'll be upset, you know, towards you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Mom, why you didn't let me see my dad?
Yeah.
Knowing when he wants to come visit me and stuff, you know.
Honestly, I'm tired of these no good mothers or fathers. If you're not going to take care of your own, stop F-U-C-K-I-N-G.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm just saying, like, stop. Or at least if you're going to do that, because that's your business. If you're a grown person, do what you do. Wrap it up.
Yeah, exactly.
No girls, no love. No children, no lover. Stop looking three and four different baby mamas, baby daddy.
Mm-hmm.
It's not calling on your baby mama, your baby father. It just sounds ghetto.
Oh,
it really does. My child's mother, my child's father. Sound literate, not even.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Oh my God.
Hello.
She's like, they're real on the answer. Like, oh, somebody want to comment?
Hello.
I will.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
How are you?
Can you hear me?
We're good. Yes.
Oh.
We can hear you.
Oh, okay. Well, I know that right now from the sounds of the show, it sounds like this is a show for where a lot of the young folks are up tonight, and I'm hearing different comments, but my name is Michelle, and I'm calling from Greenville, North Carolina, and first things first, I'd like to thank God, who's ahead of my life, for allowing me to wake up this morning and be a part of your show, the Gail Show.
Thank you.
And
Amen.
I just want to say, you know, young people, you know, we got to get a handle on ourselves. As far as, you know, I heard the comments about the baby daddies and the, you know, and the baby mama drama. But, you know, it all begins and it's going to end with God. You know, for one, you know, sex is a sacred thing. That was a commitment between a husband and a wife. So anytime we take it out of context and decide that we just want to go out and do it without a husband or without a wife, these are some of the prices that a lot of young folks are facing today, because it wasn't spiritually connection. There was no spiritual connection. It was just a sexual connection, and a child was conceived, and that's where the devil comes in and starts messing, and he starts digging in and making this whole big drama of a picture. But if it's a something of God, it wouldn't be this way. So we all fall short. You know, we all sin and we all fall short of the glory of God. And so if that shall happen, and the reason I speak is because I have a 17-year-old daughter that came home and had a baby at 16, and I watched the troubles that she goes through, struggling to be a single mom and the troubles with this baby's daddy. But like I told her, right now it's too late. You know, now you have to put it in God's hand that you will be able to raise your child, whether you raise them with the father, without the father. You know, as we all know, we're the mothers. No matter what happens, if the dads do walk away, we're still stuck there with that child. And so right now we have to get more connected to God, and then God is going to provide you all the necessities that it's going to take for you to raise that child with or without the father.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but when you make that mistake one time, you don't need to come out with a second and a third child, because it's not a mistake after the second and the third child. It probably was the first time, but get your house in order and you know. And then I also heard somebody said about what we become willing to fall for or not. And Thierry, I thank you for what you said, because you said that we all have to have standards, and that's what we at today, young and old.
We have those that
don't stand for anything, they fall for everything. And
those
are things, issues that happen, you know. So we don't have to just fall, become desperate to anything, you know. And I'm getting ready, like I said, I reiterate, for the young folks and for the old folks, got to put God ahead of all your situations, and he's going to bring you through all your trials and your tribulations.
Amen.
You be blessed, and I appreciate what you're going to show doing where you're connecting with young folks and older folks such as myself, and you be blessed.
Thank you so much.
Have a good
weekend.
Show. Okay.
Thank you.
All right,
okay, thank
baby.
You. Yeah.
All right.
She was right, though. We do. Yeah.
Amen.
Well, that's definitely right. You know, for me, I've seen a lot of girls, you know, including the ones in my family, you know, start off with kids young, and not even family, you know, friends too. You know, they don't necessarily regret the kid, but they regret that they should have, you know, waited longer to
mm-hmm.
have a child
mm-hmm.
because there's so many things that they could have got done before, you know, they decided to up and, you know, have kids.
Yeah,
you know? You know, maybe the first time was
Hello.
A mistake, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Yes, my name is Kiki. I would like to speak on that. I have 7 kids.
Can you speak up a little louder? We can't hear you.
My name is Kiki. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Kiki. Thank you.
I haven't been talking to you in ages. How is everybody?
We're all good over here, right?
Yeah.
You can have everybody.
Well, I have 7 kids, okay? And I started young. And all 7 of my kids are, you know, good and everything with school and everything. But, like I said to you before, Diara, you know, me and you talked before on the radio about my kids, remember?
Yeah, you say you have a few kids. You have 7.
Yes, I'm from Ohio. How y'all doing?
We're good. Thank you.
I'm enjoying the show. I'm glad that, you know, you got on the show again, you know. But anyway, like I was teaching the other lady about, you know, how we, you know, the kids and everything. You know, she made a good statement there, you know, and I just wanted to chop in on that. You know, I got 7, and I'm going to college and everything, you know. And we as women, we can do it with God in front of us.
That's right.
You know, we don't need no man, because you know who is our man? God is our best
friend. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah, you're right.
I have 7. And you know what? Sometimes these men don't care nothing about if you have the kids by them or not. They just walk away. But mama will always be there. Can I get an amen out there, please?
Amen, amen, amen. To God be the glory.
You know,
yeah, thank you.
I commend that lady that just talked about her daughter and everything because I felt her love for her child. And that's what it's all about. It's about loving your kids.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're so right.
They right up in the house with me right now. You know, and, you know, I thank God for that. Because
mm-hmm.
they could be somewhere else.
Mm.
But they right here with me.
Well, you know, everybody goes through their childhood, you know, to be relations in life, but, you know, the only thing you have is to thank God, you know?
That's what I thank God
you
for.
We need to literally work hard every day to make it in life, and it, you know, it sucks to say that, unfortunately, throughout life, you know, you experience the good with the bad.
Right.
But you just have to stick it out for yourself and for the people, you know, you hold dearest to you, you know?
You know, I just want to say to y'all young people, keep doing what you're doing. Y'all got a really good show tonight. You
yes,
know, and y'all make a lot of difference to the younger people because I'm not even your age. I'm older than y'all. And I commend y'all for what y'all doing.
Mm-hmm.
And the other lady that was on there talking about her 17-year-old daughter, I'm telling you, you could tell the love that she had for her child and how her daughter is going to raise her child. And I'm raising 7 right now. And you know who's helping me? God.
Yes, ma'am.
He put the bread on the table and everything. That's who's helping me right now. Because
you're
men,
right. You're right.
These men, they play too many games out here. And when it comes to them playing the games, it's time for them to walk. And guess who be standing right there for you? God.
Yeah,
you come
yeah,
people,
you're
y'all,
right.
Y'all keep staying with God. No matter what. I'm calling from Ohio. Anybody out there from Ohio out here?
Ohio?
Hello? Yes, I'm calling
no,
from Ohio.
No, you're probably the only one from Ohio.
Yeah, you're probably the only one from Ohio. Mm-hmm. We're actually from New York.
Yeah, we're from Long Island over here in
yeah.
New York. Yeah.
Long Island, New York. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've been knowing you a long time. I used to call in all the time at your show.
Really?
Yeah, she does. Yeah, she does call in.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, it's nice to have somebody that, you know, hears what we say all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And it's nice to talk to you, too, as well, Kiki.
Yeah, and you know, I just wanted to say Happy New Year to all of y'all.
All right. Thank you so much. Happy New Year to you and your kids.
All right. And we'll
you
talk to you later.
Y'all keep doing what you're doing. You know, because I've been listening to the show ever since last year.
Yeah, thank you. I know.
I'm your fan.
You've been on since the beginning. We appreciate it.
Yeah, you know. So, you know, I just want to tell you, I'm enjoying the show right now. And the other lady that was on, you know, talking about a 17-year-old daughter, she put it down there. She really let you know about, you know, being a mother. And I respect her for that. Because you know, we gotta be aware of our surroundings with these no good men.
That's the truth, yeah.
I'm just going to tune in, and y'all have a nice night.
Thank you. Have a nice night. Bye-bye.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Hi. Oh, Sierra, this is Michelle calling. I'm still on the line from North Carolina. I'm originally born and bred in New York City as well. And I just wanted to share something with you. When I was 17 years old, I got pregnant by a family member of yours. And that baby, I had the baby. By the time I was 18, I gave birth as a young mother. And 3 months later, our baby died. And the reason why I say this is because when it happened back in 1984, I couldn't understand it. Because I thought I was doing everything right as a young mother. But one thing I had, as time went on, and this child would have actually been 31. This year would have been turning 31. And as I sat back and I started asking God, why did he take my first baby away from me, not knowing that I would have five more down the line, but why did you take my first child from me? But then I had realized one thing about it. As I was looking with those 3 months that God put this baby in my life, God knew it was best because, see, for one, I was putting all of the dependence. Instead of putting the dependence in God, I was putting it in my baby's father, you know.
Yeah.
And I wasn't seeking God for no answers, you know. It was my whole world was just me, Tommy, and our son to little Tommy. That's all it was. But God knew what was best, and through that experience of taking him, bringing him back, taking him back from me, it matured me enough for all the five that came after him, after he passed away, you know. And now that's why I try to stay on a more of a spiritual level with my children, because one thing I learned that it all begins and ends with me, because they didn't give birth to me. I gave birth to them. And I try to instill morals and values in them that hopefully no matter what, whether they go astray, whether they make wrong decisions, I won't be held accountable by saying, my mother never told me that my life would be this way if I start having babies or I start having sex. I told my daughters before they even started having sex what guys were looking for. You know, I said, you know, that's the most precious gift that a woman would have to offer to any man would be herself. And after she offers herself to that man, you know, you really have, you can have all the money, you can have all of the fortune and fame you want, but once you offer yourself to that man, whatever man you offer yourself to, if it's other than a husband, you know, you go through, you go through things, and you don't have to go through them. And that's why, like the lady was saying about my, I do put my 17-year-old daughter out there because she got pregnant. And, you know, and in the beginning, when I first found out, she thought it was cute because she thought that this young man that she was pregnant by, he had just had a baby with another girl, and she thought that it was cute, you know, because she was, first of all, she was messing around with somebody else's boyfriend, and then she ended up, I guess, call herself taking him. And so what more greater joy than now I'm pregnant. And so now after this, she gets pregnant, now she sees that there's nothing else that she has to offer him, and now she's living a life in a relationship with this young man just as though I would with my husband, and she does, and it's not supposed to be that way because she's still a child. You know, but that's, like I said, she made a wrong call. Huh?
That's true. What you're saying is true.
So, you know, just like, you know, there's lurkers out there, and, you know, and there's a lot of pressure out there. And then another thing you have to look at, a lot of young folks, look what's on TV. All of the video vixens.
Right. That's what we talk
You know,
about
all
the
of
that
is just
true.
Nothing but persuasion, you know. And if
and,
you look
what's
on YouTube,
on the radio these days.
Right, and it's all beginning, but I always say that it all begins and ends with home, because if you train that child up right, no matter what they see on TV or no matter what they see here on the radio, they're going to feel some type of a conviction that it's wrong, you know, for me to stand up in there with shorts cut up in my booty, you know, shaking my, twisting my butt in front of a mirror all down on the floor like you know, having some sexual gratification going on, and you know that you're gonna feel it, some kind of conviction. And those that don't, if they hang around long enough, they will, because it's, you know, what goes on TV, it goes on TV. That's where it's at. It's TV. You know, it's not reality. All of that stuff is not, you're not gonna shake your butt, and then you're gonna get a man, and y'all gonna live happily ever after because you sat there and shake your butt. You're going to end up shaking your butt, and that man going to get what he wants. When you get stuck with the baby, then he going to say, what else do you have? So, y'all, I'm listening to the show, and I'm going to let y'all young folks go ahead and have y'all way. But I just feel that, you know, sometimes, you know, just to hear some input from an older person kind of helps, too, you know. Because a lot of times parents don't sit down and don't keep it real with their children. You know, they don't want to have that talk. Men out there to get what they want, stick you with children. So, you know, and that's that. But y'all go ahead with the show. I'm still tuning in, listening.
Yeah, it's true. Because I spoke about that before on like a few of my episodes. How parents should talk to their children about sex.
Mm-hmm.
Be honest with them. Let them know what it is so that they can be prepared. You know,
that's
or at least, you know, have an idea of what can happen, the possibility, the consequences that will happen, you know, when you do take that, you know, that decision.
I mean, even though I lost my virginity at an age where I was actually legal to, I felt like maybe if my parents actually sat down and talked to me about it, I would have maybe, even if I didn't wait till marriage, I would have seen myself with somebody better, you know, than the guy I was originally with. Like, you understand? I feel as though parents, when it comes to talking about sex with their kids, it's like taboo.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's such a scary thought. Like, the only thing, like, my parents told me was, oh, don't come inside this house pregnant because you can't stay here. You know, like, you know, like, we're not going to learn about emotions and feelings when it comes to sex in school. We may learn how it happens.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, that's true. They may give you little lessons about STDs.
And they show you pictures about what it looks like. Yeah. And they'll teach you about how to actually handle those feelings.
Yeah.
How to go about those feelings. And, you know, school can teach you a lot of things, but it's certain things that
it starts from the home.
Yes.
It starts
yes.
from
that's
the parents.
Right.
And I'm tired of seeing a lot of parents come to school blaming the teachers for this and that while it's you as a parent that should have your child in check in the first place.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
And if that's the case, then honestly, you should not be a parent at all.
That's right.
You know, we see a lot of young girls and young guys, you know, smoking weed, drugs, having sex, shooting, killing, being in gangs, you know,
mm-hmm.
but where did it start at? If you had a strong hold on your child,
they would not get involved in those type of stuff like
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Keep
your child
active.
Keep talking to them.
Keep your child busy.
And be aware of who they're hanging around with.
Exactly.
Because, you know, that's where it starts off, too. You get easily influenced by everybody. We all get easily influenced.
I feel as though... Certain people are so into being a parent that they forget that, you know, to really have that closeness with your child,
yeah.
you should be a best friend, too.
Yeah, you should.
But you know what? Another problem with that is that it's hard. You know what makes it so hard is that we don't have parents of today like parents when I grew up. My grandmother looked like a grandmother. My mother looked like a mother. And I look like a child. Now today, you have the child is 16, the mother is 32, and the grandmother is 48. Everybody is hanging out with everybody, and there's no leeway for this child because the mother is still clubbing, the grandmother is still clubbing. So that's what a lot of this stuff that's going
so
on today.
You're having a good time.
Right. If you
but
take
you
a look
know,
at what's
honestly,
going on.
You know, to a certain extent, I don't see anything wrong with that. I just feel as though there's a time and a place for everything and that people eventually outgrow certain things.
Yeah.
And that's where, just because, you know, my mom taught me this, and I'm glad she instilled certain values in me, is that just because you see me do certain things doesn't mean you have to do it. I want you to be better than me.
Yeah.
You
understand what I'm saying? And that's how it should be. It should be every generation should be better than the next one.
Exactly.
And just because I did that, who's to say and what's to say that that's what you should do too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's an old saying, young ladies, that children live what they learn. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's an old saying that's been around. My grandmother told me that, and she's dead and gone. But that's today, that's what happened. Children live what they learn. So all of these behaviors, it started off somewhere. And that's why I said when we think about our child, for one, we have to first be parent material. First, we have to be parent material. If we doesn't matter, like you said, and I respect that. It doesn't matter about the age and the difference. Because you have young parents out there that are doing what they need to do, and there's a close in age with their children. But we have to first learn how to be a parent. But if you're 32 and your child's 16, that means you had your child at 16. So there's no way for you to teach her parenting skills because guess what? You were only 16 years old. You don't know parenting skills yourself. And the same thing that would go with the grandmother. The grandmother's 48. So she had her daughter at 16. So all of this having the children at young age.
Yeah, but you have to be grown. I feel as though that's necessarily true because even if you have a child at a young age, you and that child grow and that child becomes a young adolescent and you become a young adult. So you're actually growing and you're learning at the same time, which is not a problem. But the key word is that you're learning. And
right,
you have to have parental, for one, at 16 years old,
it's not to knock or anything, but I'm just showing you how things fall in place. If you're 16 years old and you have a baby, when you have a child, it's not really about just learning. You have to have a place set where you're starting, like get on your march, get set, go. well, you have to be at Get On Your Mark, so by the time you, when you get to go, now here's this baby. But if y'all are all starting out to saying, you haven't had a chance to become a parent, you haven't even become grown, you can't even, now you're 16 years old, you're probably either in school or you're not working, so that means that put the bill on somebody else that has to be the parent to you and your child. So that's where the 16-year-old child and the mother that will be 32, that's where the learning gets missed because at 16 years old, you can bring a child in this world and say yes, I'm a mother, but you can't raise a child at 16 years old without the supervision of somebody that is actually grown, because that person is going to, just like I told my daughter, she can't even go out and get food stamps. How's this baby going to eat? You're still in school. Who's going to take care of this baby? So what she did, it fell back on me. So basically what's now happening is, yeah, she's growing with her kid, but I'm parenting her kid as well as her, because at 16 years old, there's not enough of a gap. First, you have to become parent material. That means that you have to be grown, get yourself together, finish school, get your job, get all these things in order. So then when you start having babies, you're prepared for you to take on that responsibility. But you can't take on the responsibility while being a grandmother, I have to raise you and your baby. So, yeah, you and your baby are growing up together. So now by the time this child gets 16 and you're now 32, you and this child basically on the same level now, because you haven't been mature. 16 years old, you're not even mature. Only thing you did was that you had the necessary equipment and tools to give birth to a child, but you haven't even matured. You know, 16 years old, you know, where's the mall in the movies? All of that's taken because you had a baby. So that's why you find parents, young parents, that end up hanging and getting mixed up with what their kids do, because they were kids when they had them. They wasn't parent material. Parent material means all of the responsibilities that it takes to raise a child when you start having a child. Those are the things that you need to already have before the child, because you can't get them as you raising the child, because somebody else has to take over that part when you're young. So that's what tends to happen with a lot of the young folk. A lot of grandparents are young, and that's why the children is falling through the cracks and the young girls is getting pregnant, you know, because their mother's busy at the club or busy with her social life going on. This girl's out coding. She ain't got time to watch this girl because she's out doing the same thing her daughter's doing. So the kids are falling through the cracks, and then that's how they're generating and stimulating all these babies, you know. But I'm just saying, all the young girls.
Whether it's a young mother or an old mother, it depends on if you choose to grow up in your mind. If you choose, because I know I have a lot of friends, and unfortunately I'm one of few that do not have kids. And I see a lot of them, you know, they barely come out. I barely see them because they're busy taking care of their kids. They may have help from whether it's their parents or cousins or aunties or uncles, but the one thing that I mainly see is them going out to take care of their own.
And you know, that's so true, but even though with them taking care of their own, you still have to, as a parent, you have to be parent material, no matter whether you know, it doesn't matter whether you stay in the house, because as far as where I'm concerned, my daughter has to stay in the house. I didn't go out and make a baby. So when I say that I'm going out, that's what it means. So it's not to say that she's in here, she's just basically meeting the necessary need for a baby, which may be changing her diaper or giving her something to eat. But when the long-term part comes to where all the things that she should have had in play, she don't have them. And that's where you take away from being a full-blown parent, because now somebody else, which is me, I have to step in that place almost like I would be the dad, or either this is my child. But she's staying home, she goes to school, and she comes home to be with her baby. That's true. But that doesn't qualify you as being parent material. Parent material is having your house in order before the children come, And then by the time you have your house, see, because once you have everything in order before you start planning children, that's going to bring about the separation right then, because you're going to be so busy raising your child, you're going to be out. This child is going to school. You're going to be on your job. You know, you're going to be doing everything to survive, to make it necessary to survive for you and this child. So, therefore, you know, that's where you start getting your parenting. But when you young, 16 years old, you don't have that to worry about. The only thing you have to worry about is school. School and,
yeah.
And you, that's all you have to really worry about is getting your education, because you don't have to know, there's no law that says you have to make your 16-year-old get out and go find a job. No, that's not the law, but the law is that you're supposed to make your 16-year-old
get out
and go to school.
But you know what, all of this is just a chain reaction. All of this is a chain reaction.
And
us as parents, whether it's young or old, until we break that, it's just going to be a never-ending cycle of the same thing.
Yeah.
You know?
And the difference and the difference to that is that when you're older and you're mature, you know better. When you're 16, you don't. That's what the difference is. So when you're 16, see, even when a grown parent such as myself being 49 years old, you know, and I know better, you know, I know what as a parent I should be doing and what as a parent I should not be doing. I should not be sitting around smoking cigarettes or smoking a blunt with my children or going to the club with my children. Those are things that I should not be doing. As a parent, I know, but at 16 years old, and I have a baby, it feels like I'm equal to do exactly what everybody else is doing, because now I'm 16 years old, and all of these things feel right. But like you said, the parent, it starts and it begins and ends with the parents, and that's why I just try to, you know, I mentor. I have a little mentoring group in my church, and I mentor the young ladies, and I tell them, you know, Madea can clink, so can you. You know, just hold yourself. Don't go out here and rush out here and jump out there, jump, you know, go head first. And, you know, I got the baby and I got the man and life is great, because it's not without all the other necessities that you need to go along with raising this child. I ain't talking about no man, but raising this child you don't have, get it first. That's just like, you know, you trying to get you a job. You know, you can't say, well, hey, you know, I'm just going to get this job, because in order to get that job, you have to prepare yourself to get that job. And how do you prepare yourself? By finishing school. You know, it's a process. Like, raising a child is a process. Life is a process.
Yes,
everything we're doing it.
Yes,
there's
it is.
Steps that's getting
you know
us
what?
To whatever
this
it is that we're doing.
Saying,
if we're destructing
you know,
our life, there's steps we took
Yandy,
to destruct.
Yandy Smith, I think she's pregnant with her, what, second baby?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, speaking of being pregnant,
yeah. Yeah, and her baby father actually just came out of jail, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you, Deanna, think about that, you know, being pregnant, you know, her baby father coming out of jail?
I mean, I think that's a crazy situation. I don't know if I could wait that long for my man to get out of jail. I don't know about that. I don't know. I'm just being honest because, you know, that's hard. It's a hard situation when a guy is in prison for, like, 10, you know, 10 or 20 years. You'd be like, wow,
yeah,
she married him and got a kid, you know.
But he's out now. He only been a couple months in jail.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just feel as though why would you choose to have a baby by a man who's in a lifestyle that lands him in jail.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the worst thing about it is that he's the type of guy, he doesn't need to be in that lifestyle that lands him in jail. He has a talent that he's good at, but yet you still land yourself in jail.
Yeah.
And you have kids. Is that the type of man you want your kids to look up to?
That's true.
You know?
That's true.
You
he has a son. He has a son. I don't know if you guys watch Love and Hip Hop, you know. Well, we're talking about Yandy Smith from Love and Hip Hop.
Yeah.
And her, you know, her child's father. Well, her husband, Van Levy.
Yeah, because they're married now, correct?
Mm-hmm. From what I heard.
Yeah, but, you know, you have to think about stuff like that. Like, we know is this the type of person I want my child to look up to, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I think that a lot of people fail to realize that, you know, you want a person around your child who has nothing but positive notions
yeah.
to
show your kids.
Yeah.
You know?
That's another reason why women are afraid to date, is because, you know, it's hard when you have to introduce your child to, you know, your new man. You know, that's something that women, you know, as mother like I am, you know, have to go through. And I'm just
honestly, I feel as though with single parents, whether it's a man or a woman you're introducing your child to,
mm-hmm.
I feel as though the relationship should last a certain amount of time before that happens.
Yeah.
I say,
women,
no.
You should guys wait. I'm telling you, wait. Just wait a while before you even take that decision. You know?
Yeah, I say honestly, no less than at least a year.
Yeah.
Because if it makes it a year, then that just means that obviously y'all have something going on and y'all doing it right.
Yeah, some good chemistry.
Yeah, good chemistry there if they made it to a year.
Yeah.
Plain and
simple. Yeah.
If it's a year, then you make that choice.
Yeah.
You know, my sister's a cop. And, you know, she actually got a call to a scene where a stepfather, right, raped his 2-year-old stepdaughter. 2 years old.
Oh my gosh, she's disgusting.
2 years
wow.
old.
Wow.
You know?
Mm-mm.
And to think that the mother of that child was actually laying down with a man like that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You
mm-hmm.
never know who you're with. You know, that's why it's great
to
like,
take your time
to get to know the whole people. Because you could be laying with a murderer, a killer,
a rapist, a
pedophile.
And you don't even know. What's that girl that got killed by her boyfriend where it was Floyd Mayweather, whether he was on FaceTime or something?
I know he's a cop, but I don't even remember his name.
Yeah, you know, like, I guess he was jealous.
Yeah, I heard he snapped.
Like. Yeah, like he snapped because supposedly he was cheating. And, she was cheating, and she got caught. And I guess that sent him over the edge. And he finished her off.
Yeah. And I heard he finished his stuff off, too.
Oh, yeah.
He killed himself, too. That's crazy. That means that he felt bad, so now he's probably like, oh, you know what? I might as well do me, too.
Amen.
Like, maybe he didn't mean to take it that far.
Yeah, man. You have to be real careful who you date. And I'm seeing, you know, what I really don't understand is the women that keep themselves in a predicament like that.
Yeah.
The first sign of any man that's physically violent, I gotta go.
Yeah.
I got to go. I've seen a lot with my own eyes.
Yeah, me too. I've seen a lot with family members and friends where I've seen domestic violence go on, and you just be like, wow. You know, especially when I was young, I was like, whoa, what's going on? You know, is that allowed? You know, you'd be kind of confused because you don't know.
No.
Until you really do your own research on it, and you'd be like, okay, yeah, this is not normal.
Normal.
And no one should live their life that way.
That way, but you know what? It starts with yourself, because if you feel as though that's what you deserve, then that's what you're going to stick with.
Yeah.
That's what you're going to be with.
That's true. That's
you
true.
Have to think better than yourself to say to yourself, no, this is not what I deserve.
Mm-hmm.
I deserve better.
Like Tiara Mary song, I deserve better.
I deserve to be a queen.
Yeah.
And be treated like such, you know.
Mm-hmm. If you guys have any comments, let us know, you know, what you think. Because it's crazy that people have to deal with situations like that.
And
I pray
is no joke.
That if anybody is going through that situation, you
get out of it, get help
any way you can.
Go and see somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
don't be afraid to talk about it, because
people die in relationships.
Yeah,
and your life might be on the line.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's nothing to take lightly. Your life.
Yeah.
Might just be on the line.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. That's
well,
crazy.
Young ladies, I got to come back in there and say something else. I'm still on the show with y'all. When I was young, about 17, 18 years old, and I was with my boyfriend, you know, the abuse came in, and it's funny how it can come in and you don't even see it. The abuse came in by him wanting to play fight with me. And every time I turn around, he wanted to play fight with me and just to see if I'd fight him back, you know. And me being young and all, I was like, stop. Come on now, stop. Mm-hmm. See, but had I got a knife and cut him then it would have stopped if Bruce would have never started. But me playing, I allowed playing to take the power from me that I would one day need when he got serious. And mm-hmm. and with all that play fighting that was going on and me constantly talking about stop, stop, then one day those hits became real. And guess what I did? I was still with that stop, stop, but still and yet I was sitting there with my eyes split open. And that so that's another thing that you have to be careful for, you know. And now today that I'm married, I told my husband from day one, I don't do the play fighting because there's no such thing as play fighting to me again ever because I watched how abuse unfolded through the play fighting. Then I became scared to actually hit when I needed to hit. So, you know, if you can't tickle me or, you know, or roll me around or something of that nature, you know, the course of us playing, when it comes to slap boxing and you slapping me and I'm ducking and all that kind of, you have to be careful for that because that what will tend to happen as you continue in that relationship, before you know it, he'll take your power away from you to be able to actually fight back when you need to fight back. Because who wants to play fight? Who wants to play fight with someone they love? What man, you know, other than an abuser? That would be a nice game for him. Let's play fight.
I'm glad that you got out of that situation.
Huh?
I'm really glad that you got out of that situation because
yes,
you know,
I got out of it, but you know, it took a lot of years. It took a lot of years, and it took a lot of because I didn't know once I got out, I didn't know how to stay out. I kept going back. You know, with the apologies
but physical abuse is not bad, is not the only bad one, too. You know, emotional and mental
abuse can send
somebody else to even kill their own self.
Oh my God.
You know, unfortunately, I was in a relationship where a boy was verbally abusive, and I took it for a couple months before, you know, I got some sense knocked into me, and I was just like, you know, no, I'm not going to take this.
That's right.
And that was my first time ever being in a relationship like that. And honestly, I'm not going to lie. I was at a point in time where I wasn't feeling pretty.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
and
we all get those days, though.
And you are pretty.
Thank you so much. There are days that, you know, especially the time of the month for women, you know, we go through, you know, ha, ha, ha. I mean, I feel ugly on those days. I really do. Like, you feel bloated, you got headaches, you know, you got cramps, you got tired, you eat, like, and then other days I feel, you know, oh, I'm beautiful, you know.
That's something we have to cut. Like, stop being so catty with each other. Like, I feel as though six women could be in a room, and they will only get along for so long. For something, you know, goes wrong.
Yeah.
You know,
it's not one person.
Or not even one person. It could just be
who
like
she thinks she is.
It could just be like, you know, all of, you know, I feel as though a lot of us females, we have strong personalities. And when strong personalities clash, sometimes it's just not so nice.
Yeah, it's not.
I just feel as though we're very catty and we nitpick at a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I could be looking at one female, right? Because I see something, you know, that she has on that may be nice. But she may roll her eyes at me because she thinks I'm staring her down for some odd reason, you know. Things like that happen all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
And honestly, it's no reason for that. Why is it that guys, they can get into a fight, and then the very next day, it's like the best of friends again.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
Women, we have to jump.
Oh, we got a whole grudge.
We have to hold grudge. It's like, get over it. Like, do you not realize that holding a grudge, you know, that causes stress?
I heard that.
That's right.
And while the next person you're holding a grudge at ain't worried.
They're living their life.
They're living their life, having a good time.
Wow.
Free.
I tell you.
And you over here grudges for what?
Yeah, I've done that.
When somebody broke that down to me one day, I was like, you know what? You are definitely right.
Yeah.
That's how come I swear to God, even at work, like, with the customers I deal with, I was like, you know what? I get paid to listen to you. So, whether you are nice or not, I just have to think of you as my paycheck on the hour. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And honestly, a lot of stuff needs to be that simple. We take certain things way too seriously.
Yeah, we do. Because, like, even when you get arguments with your partner, you know, you want to hold them there forever, like something they did, and you just be like, they be like, hey, you still mad? Like, really?
Yeah. If the person killed somebody in your family, hurt you physically or verbally or emotionally, get over it.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously.
Oh, like, my God. Like, no, if you don't want to tell you, yo.
You want to know why? The only type of person that could give this advice straight is the people who've been there, done that, or who've seen it.
Yeah.
Plain and simple. And I'm not the one, I'm not afraid to admit that half of the stuff I probably talked about, I've been there, done that. Or I know somebody that's in that
situation.
That's
why I like people on the show, because, you know, I get to express it with other people, and other people get to comment how they feel, too.
Mm-hmm.
It all works out. It really does work out. And, you know, that's why I enjoy doing the Gail Show. I get to host it with wonderful friends like you, you know, my other best friends and family. It's fun.
It is.
You know, and I just hope that we can learn how to motivate one another, empower one another. You know, we just got to stop always, okay, so you're going to be a nurse. How are you going to do that? You know, just stop it. You know. Everybody has their own talent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you may be good at, you know, nursing. I may be good at, you know, singing. You know, it's just we all have our own talent that we have to embrace. And we all can help one another network. And my friend sing. She means it. You know, we all help each other out.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Especially as women, because a lot of fields are male-dominated.
Yes,
male-dominated.
Yeah.
And they view us women as sexual creatures. And it should not be that way, honestly. We should be expanded into everything.
Yeah.
Into really everything. I don't want to hear it's a man's work. It's a woman's work. Because if it wasn't for a woman, a man would not be here right now.
That's right.
Honestly.
Yeah, you're right. You're right on that one.
It should be a woman's world.
Mm-hmm.
All you do is help out.
Well, ladies, I'm getting ready to sign off. I have to get up so I can go to work in the morning. I just wanted to have a chance to get on your show and get a chance to talk with y'all young folks and talk with you, Tierra. And I just want to say you be blessed. Tell Gail to be blessed. And thanks for having me on your show.
No problem.
And y'all ladies have a good night.
Have a nice night. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right,
bye-bye. Take care. Yeah, that was nice of her to say.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's crazy what we go through as women, period. You know, we go through a lot. You know, pregnancy, period, penis, everything, like, you know, taking on, you know, sex as a definitely a main focus sometimes in a relationship. You know,
honestly, that word right there is a very dangerous word.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you why, because men can use that word so loosely. And whether any woman wants to admit it or not, physically, being with somebody, we eventually get an attachment. Some sort of attachment. It may not be what you see, it may be when you see, but it's some sort of attachment that you get to that person as a female.
Yeah.
Like, to backlash off of what the nice young lady that just hung up said, you know, as a woman, we are letting a man into us. Our body is a temple.
It is.
You know what I'm saying? You know, I read somewhere one day on the internet, it was a little text or something, and the first text said, why is it that men can be called players and have sex with all these girls, and when women do it, we're called hoes, right?
Yeah.
The next
which
is true, right?
Because I hear that at least 75% of the time.
Yeah, I don't understand if a woman could be a hoe, why can't a man please be a hoe?
Yeah.
We both bleed the same color. We both use the bathroom. We both need food and water to survive.
Yeah.
So I don't understand why is it that men can be called
players and women are hoes. You understand? But to go back to my point, the second message said that any key that can, no, a key that can open up any lock is a master key, because mm-hmm. it can open up any lock. A lock that can be opened up by any key is just useless.
Mm-hmm.
Understand what I'm saying? So if your key can open up any lock, you have the master key because it works for everything. A lock that can be opened up by any old key is useless. That means it doesn't work. And to a certain extent, that's why men are called players and women are called whores.
Wow. I never thought of it that way. Wow.
It's true. Because if you really think about it, we, honestly, I feel as though, in my opinion, we are, to a certain extent, as females, superior to men. We help create life. Yes, we do need them too, but who's the one that carries it for 9 months? Who's the one that has to nurture it? Who's the one that gives it life, gives birth to it, gives it life?
Yeah.
It's women.
That's true.
It's women.
There's
a reason why when we walk through doors, men have to hold it open. When we're going into the car, they have to hold it open.
Yeah, yeah.
Treat me like a queen and I'll treat you like a king, not the other way around. The man can rule the kingdom, but the women rule the household.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Behind every good man is a what? A good woman. I'm just throwing it all out there. It's so many things. It goes back to the woman. That is my whole point. It goes back to the woman.
Oh, my goodness, Millie. You're funny. You like, I throw all these things out here for these women to now listen, get it together. You know what you have to do.
Amen,
oh,
man.
Amen. Anybody else want to comment? You know, we have a few more minutes before the show's ending.
I'm just listening, but she's right. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's
it's the truth, and we and every woman, no matter what color, shade, size you are, treat yourself and carry yourself like a queen if you want any man to treat you that way.
Because once
we allow these men to treat us anyway, they will take advantage of that and just do what they please. Remember, woman power, and we need to stick together.
We really do.
Instead of arguing and cursing and fighting over these men who are sticking together.
Yeah, they are.
Right?
They are.
That's what we need to do, stick together.
They are. They don't run their mouth like women do.
No,
we
honestly,
men run
their mouth just as much as women do. Why is it that you think you find out that this girl and this girl is a whole? Oh, that girl's a hoe. Oh, that girl's a hoe. Because she just put that with this and that guy. I'm pretty sure before she became a hoe, she ain't telling herself.
Yeah, it was definitely him.
It was definitely him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't realize that until the guy said to me, like, how do you think girls become hoes? Because of guys. We talk it out. Oh, yeah, she gave it up to me in about 1, 2, 3, 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or she did this to me, or she did that to me.
Yeah, that's true. They brag.
Men brag just as much as women do, which is why we have to keep our legs closed. We have to be very careful who we let into our temple.
Yeah, I believe that. I've definitely is on you with that. It's true. We do. It's hard out there for some women, but, you know, once you really have time to figure out who you want to be mm-hmm. and what you want in life, you'll get it together. Believe me, you will.
Mm-hmm.
Some people never do, but most of the time, you get it together, you know, sooner or later.
Some people don't change, but
some people don't.
But the ones who want it bad enough, change will come and might not happen.
And they always say take that one person. You know what I mean? Because we all been through relationships where we be like, damn, I thought he was the one, or I thought she was the one, you know, and then you find out they wasn't, and then you get that one person you meet that makes you change everything how you felt and from the previous relationship. You're like, wow, okay, this is the one, you know, this person makes me feel different. But okay, guys, it was fun.
we are now ending the episode. I hope you guys have a great weekend. Please continue on to, you know, try your best to be positive and faithful and think about everything that you have in life right now that you can be grateful for. You know, there's a lot of people out there that wish that they could have what you have. You know, it's something that you're praying for, that you want in your life. Continue to pray for it and work for it. Make sure that you can, you know, surround yourself, like we said before, with positive people and people that's uplifting your spirit every time you're around them, you know.
Nobody makes sure that your destiny besides you.
Yeah.
The choices that we choose to make in life,
yeah,
the picks the path that we go down.
Yeah, it's true.
It picks the journey that we go down. And to the ladies and the gentlemen that's been listening for tonight, just remember that and may God bless.
Yeah, God bless you guys. We love you. We're logging out from the Gail Show from Long Island, New York. This is Ciara.
Jamila.
Yeah. Thank you, girl, for having me host tonight. I hope you guys have a great weekend.
It was nice talking
happy
to you.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy
we love
New
you.
Year. Happy holidays, and I'll see you again.
Yeah, we'll be speaking to you guys soon.
Nice, y'all.
Thank you. I use